This is Robert E. Smith. I'm delighted to have the privilege of sharing my recordings of Christmas music with you once again, the beloved songs and carols sung by great singers, great stars of the opera world. This Christmas Eve, the stars sing. At this hour on Christmas Eve, there is music in the air. The music of songs that tell the story of Christmas. Songs from many countries of this world, in many languages, all with the message of joy to the world, and with the message the heavenly host gave the shepherds on the hills of Bethlehem. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. To hear these songs and carols this evening, we are privileged to hear some of the greatest singers the world has ever known, all of them great opera stars, which gives us a theme for this program, The Stars Sing. The scene is set to the music of the Pastorale of the Shepherds on Christmas Eve from Handel's Messiah. The story of the newborn babe in Bethlehem is told in Handel's Messiah with beautiful descriptive passage from St. Luke. There were shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Joan Sutherland tells us about that night almost 2,000 years ago.
Thank you.
The songs of Christmas we are hearing this evening include carols that are sung all over the world. Here is Martin Luther's hymn, The Holy Child, Away in a Manger, sung by John McCormick. Since time began, I suppose, mothers have sung lullabies to their newborn babies. And among them there is a very old cradle song with a tune that intrigued many great composers. Johannes Brahms and Max Reger were two who made their own versions of it. Max Reger's is known as the Virgin's Slumber Song, and Blanche Thiebaum sings it beautifully. The Christmas season has been enriched by some fine American songs. One of them is addressed to the Christ child in words of simple faith, in the style of those wonderful songs, the spiritual. This carol was written by Robert McJimsey, who was born in our Southland and brought up to the music of the spiritual. His song, Sweet Little Jesus Boy, is a song of pure innocence. The thoughts of a humble man who is unable to understand the lack of recognition of Jesus when he lived on earth. Robert Merrill is the singer.
Sweet little Jesus boy, they made you be born in a manger. Sweet little holy child, didn't know who you were. Didn't know you'd come to save us, Lord. Take our sins away. Our eyes was blind, we couldn't see. We didn't know who you were. Long time ago, treat you mean, Lord, treat me mean too. But that's how things is down here. We don't know who you are. You done told us how we is a trying. Seem like we can do right. Look how we treated you. But please, sir, forgive us, Lord. We didn't know you. Sweet little Jesus boy.
From France came the carol among the most loved of this season, the first Noel, and we shall hear it from a voice that so beautifully responds to the meaning of the story of the first Christmas. Mario Lanza sings the first Noel.
Get up.
I have a special fondness for another American Christmas song because I knew the singer so well. I was in the recording studio, in fact, when he made this recording of it. The singer is John Charles Thomas, and the song, composed by two women, words by Kate Louise Brown, music by Eleanor Remick Warren. Mr. Thomas was the first to sing many of Mrs. Warren's songs. This was one of them, Christmas Candle.
Little keeper, set tonight, throw afar thy tiny light up and down the darksome street. Guide the tender wandering feet of the darling Christ child sweet. He is coming in the snow as he came so long ago when the stars set o'er the hill. When the town is dark and still, he comes to do the Father's will. Little candle, spread thy ray, make his pathway light as day. Let some door stand open wide for this guest of Christmastide. Dearer than all else beside. Little Christ child, come to me, let my heart thy shelter be, such a home thou wilt not scorn. So the bells at Christmas morn, glad, oh glad shall ring across.
There is in an archive somewhere a letter from a traveler in Portugal at Christmas time in the 1500s. He mentions in this letter hearing in a cathedral a beautiful carol, Adeste Fidelis. You often see the word Portugal following the title of this carol in the hymnals. And this summons to the faithful we hear from Kirsten Flagstadt.
Thank you.
This portion of our Christmas show is brought to you by your friends and neighbors of the First Federal Savings of East Hartford. Another of the wonderful songs we hear at this season was discovered by folk singer John Jacob Niles in a most intriguing manner. As was his habit, Mr. Niles often roamed the mountains of Appalachia, wandering on out-of-the-way roads. One day he was welcomed by a family living in a very remote house, and soon he was singing the old songs they and he knew so well, when suddenly one of the girls in the family sang a melody he had never heard before. Writing it down, he made an arrangement of it and gave it to Gladys Swarthout, a singer he admired very much. Gladys sang it so beautifully. I wonder as I wander. All the singers we are hearing at this hour on Christmas Eve have known the opera houses of the world and have at times given us performances of songs right from the stage of some of them. From the stage of the beloved Vienna State Opera House comes this rendition of a familiar Christmas song, O Tannenbaum, sung by one of Vienna's most celebrated singers, Elisabeth Schwarzkopf.
Oh,
On this night, all over the world, Christians in many lands are singing songs in adoration of the Holy Child. He is called, according to the language sung, Das Kind, L'Enfant, Jesu, and Bambino. Composer Pietro Jahn, organist for many years at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, gave the season one of its loveliest cradle songs, Jesu Bambino, and Giovanni Martinelli sings it. We often hear what might be considered a typical performance of the French Christmas carol, O Holy Night. Now, by typical, I mean a rendition sung by a very pleasant, light, sweet soprano voice, a voice most choirs are certain to have among its singers. But this, in my opinion, is not the way this song is heard to its best advantage. O Holy Night, Cantique de Noël, was composed by a man whose entire musical life was spent in the opera house. Adolphe Adam wrote some 53 theatrical works for the theaters of Paris. And for me, a proper rendition of this carol is sung by a great opera star. And here indeed is a star who sings it. Jussi Björling singing O Holy Night in Swedish. First Federal Savings of East Hartford is pleased to co-sponsor this Christmas Eve musical special. It's their way of wishing you a Merry Christmas, and it's one of their many community projects that bring entertaining musical programs to you. First Federal Savings Community Services Programs sponsors discussion groups on many aspects of the fine arts. I have joined with First Federal Savings of East Hartford upon occasion to discuss the opera. Many families visit with this fine savings institution on trips to music centers like Tanglewood and Lincoln Center and art museums in New York and Boston. They like to think these programs add something special to the community. Another tradition of First Federal is service and a determination to meet all your financial needs. This year, First Federal Savings topped $100 million in assets, enabling them to serve you in new and better ways. But they wouldn't have been successful without your support. So from the Eagle and all your other friends at First Federal Savings of East Hartford, a very Merry Christmas. Some of the beloved songs of Christmas are not too old. There is one composed in 1850. The carol Eileen Farrell sings now. It came upon the midnight clear. There is to be seen these nights, when looking to the east, a celestial phenomenon, a brilliant comet. Almost 2,000 years ago, we are told, people in Judea saw another celestial wonder, the bright star of Bethlehem. And here is Richard Crooks to tell us of that little town of Bethlehem.
Little town of Bethlehem,
Undoubtedly, the Christmas song with universal appeal and popularity is the beloved carol Silent Night, Holy Night. The words were hurriedly written on Christmas Eve 1818 and just as quickly set to music. Joseph Moore, the curate of the Church of St. Nicholas in Oberndorf, Austria, wrote the words. Franz Gruber, the organist, composed the music. When it was first sung, at the Christmas Eve service, it was discovered the bellows of the organ had been eaten by mice. Church mice? So the new carol was sung that night to the accompaniment of a guitar. Robert Lynch, president of the First Federal Savings of East Hartford, on behalf of the directors, officers, and employees, wishes you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Robert E. Smith. Thank you for sharing with me this evening the pleasure the music of Christmas gives us all. Sharing with friends the treasures of a record collection is one of the greatest pleasures I know of. I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas.